let the children come. Don't dare drive them away. In them the kingdom comes. Hear the holy, foolish things they say. The springtime of their life decides the adults they'll become. So let the children come. Please let the children come.
Welcome to Children's Bible Journey with stories and songs just for kids. We have a dramatized Bible story coming up, but let's get today's program started by singing some praises to our awesome God.
Peace is a safe, calm feeling. God gives His children peace when they trust Him. No big fortress or mighty army could keep us any safer. So, no matter where you are or what problems you have, you can sleep peacefully because He is watching over you.
Psalm 4 verse 8, I will lie down and sleep in peace. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety.
About Jesus sure makes your heart feel happy. We'll do some more singing in a few minutes. Now let's get back to our continuing Bible story from the Bible in Living Sound.
He'll be here any minute. And do you know what I've decided?
Knowing you like I do, I wouldn't have the slightest idea.
Paul wants his freedom, and I want money. Get it?
Good idea, too. But Paul wouldn't have any money, not enough that it would be worthwhile even to suggest it to him.
Ah, so true, my dear. But he does have a large organization back of him. He himself said he took a large sum of money to Jerusalem to help the poor and needy. I think his organization would give liberally to get him out of prison.
It may be worth trying, my handsome, wise brute of a husband.
You are the only one who has ever dared to intimate that I am anything less than faultless.
And that's because I am young, beautiful, and you sort of like me.
There aren't many prisoners who have the freedom you have.
Oh, that's because I'm a Roman citizen, and Felix dare not take all my freedom away, nor keep me bound in chains, except when I go from one place to another. Also, God in heaven is watching over me.
Have you any idea why the governor and his wife have sent for you for a private interview?
Curiosity, probably. Felix's wife, you know, is an Orthodox Israelite. To me, it is a golden opportunity to tell them the glorious message of salvation through faith in the cross.
Felix is a despot. He rules ruthlessly with an iron hand. As for morals, he has none. However, I am of the opinion that if you treat him right, he will free you.
If by right you mean compliment and flatter him, no. Someday I'm going to have to meet every one of my hearers before the tribunal of heaven and must render an account not only for what I say and do, but the spirit and motive of my words and deeds. I shall tell them truth, forgetful of all self-consideration. Greetings and salutations to His Excellency and to the charming Princess Drusilla.
We desired a private audience so we could ask you some questions. Also, we should like to hear about this new Christian faith. You're a wise, experienced man. Certainly, you realize that I hold the power to release you or condemn you. You must also know that a man in my position, well, needs money. Well, upon what do you base your Christian belief?
For century upon century, Israelite mothers have hoped and prayed for the advent of the promised Messiah. Jesus of Nazareth, born of Mary, is the Messiah. Belief in him is the center of all Christian doctrines.
Well, then you do teach that the Israelite scriptures and ceremonies and laws and obligations to God are no longer binding? No,
quite the contrary, Princess. The prophecies pointing forward to the Messiah are fulfilled, and the sacrifices signifying belief in a coming Messiah. Naturally, those things pointing forward to a coming Messiah are done away with. He has come. But as for all other prophecies, laws of conduct, morality, they are still in force. They will always be. For God is love, and His laws are based on love. Love for God and for our fellow men. If God were to change even one iota any of His laws relating to human behavior, such as our relationship to God and to one another, then God would not be God, because in changing any law, or even an iota of a law, He would prove that He is imperfect, and God is not God unless He is perfect.
I've never had it explained to me like that before, and it sounds reasonable. It's exactly as if I sign an agreement to buy a piece of land. And that agreement is in force until I fulfill it, until I buy the land. Then the agreement has been fulfilled and the paper I signed is done away with. I can throw it away.
That is precisely the way it is with the Israelite ceremonies and laws which point forward to Christ. No longer do they serve a purpose. They can and should be thrown away.
Paul, my little princess here was born an Israelite. Drusilla, is what Paul said true?
Yes. If the Messiah actually has come.
Now there's a point. Paul, can you prove that this Jesus you speak of is the Messiah?
Without the slightest doubt. All one need do is compare prophecies concerning the coming Messiah with the birth, life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, and you will find they fit exactly. Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Prophecy foretells this. His life of ministry and service exactly fulfills prophecies concerning these things. He was accused and tried on false charges. He was reviled and spat upon, even scourged, and bore the cross, fulfilling prophecy. He was nailed to the cross. Even this was foretold in scriptural prophecy. His tomb is described. His resurrection, even his ascension into the heavens, all happened as foretold in Israelite scripture. The miracles he performed could be performed only by power from heaven. He raised the dead, healed the blind, the lame, the speechless, leprosy, palsy. He cast out demons. His bearing, his life, his sympathy and forgiving spirit toward sinful men were those of a king, the King of Kings.
But, sir, you are omitting one fact. One thing Jesus did not do that is plainly foretold in the prophecies you speak of. He did not free Israel or set up a kingdom with himself as king.
He established a new spiritual kingdom into which all Israelites, all peoples, may be saved. And when the time comes, as spoken of by Daniel the prophet, he will establish an earthly kingdom, which shall be an everlasting kingdom.
This salvation, what does it require?
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. Belief creates love. Love begets obedience, and obedience changes one's life from a sinful one to a holy one. A holy life in Jesus is a life of sobriety and temperance, of keeping the passions under control of reason. It requires that one worship no other God, obey father and mother, live purely, never steal, covet, or lie.
Those things are impossible to do.
Of ourselves, yes, but by faith in the power of God and the saving grace of Jesus of Nazareth, we are given the righteousness of Jesus. We live through and by him, not of ourselves.
But who is to say, to judge whether I live like this or like that?
Scripture tells us that there comes a day of judgment, when each shall be rewarded by God himself according to his deeds. And then it will be made plain that wealth, position, or titles are powerless to save us from eternal destruction if we have not lived the life of Christ. God's royal law is far-reaching. It extends to the deep secrets of man's moral nature. It throws a flood of light upon that which has been concealed from the sight and knowledge of men.
God knows all our secret thoughts?
The dark passions that lie hidden from the sight of men, the jealousy, hatred, lust, and ambition, the evil deeds thought about in the deep recesses of the soul, yet never executed for lack of opportunity. All these things God knows, and his law condemns. Oh. Thus will we be judged on that final day.
I hate to think of the secrets of my past being revealed.
Don't worry about it, Felix, dear.
God is our creator. He justly claims the love and obedience of all his creatures.
This interview is ended. Go your way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for you again.
We'll continue the Bible story tomorrow, and if you would like to have these stories to listen to at home, you can call the Bible in Living Sound at 1-800-634-0234. That's 1-800-634-0234. Now here's some more music before we have to say goodbye.
Says how much it means when your light is seen from afar. You will be amazed when it's God they praise for the love they see in who you are.
Let your light so shine that all might see and glorify the Father. Let your light so shine.
Thank you. May I ask you a question?
Sure.
Do you pray?
Well, of course. Everyone prays.
I don't.
You don't pray?
Well, I try, but I don't know what to say. I mean, you're supposed to talk to the creator of the entire universe, the God who made everything. Why would he be interested in little old me?
I used to think the very same thing, but then I remembered something.
What?
He also made me. So I figure if he went through all the trouble of giving me my silly nose and these totally strange ears, he should at least listen when I complain about them.
And your knees. You've got the craziest knees.
Thank you. I get the picture.
So you figure that God listens to you because of the way you look?
I figure God listens to me because I'm different from everyone else in the world. I'm special, unique. If he took the time to make me the way I am, he must be interested in what I do and what I think, because what I do and what I think is special too.
Okay, I get it. When you talk to God, you know he hears you because your prayer is different from anyone else, just like you're different from anyone else, right?
Yeah, that's right. My words are special to him, at least... that's what I like to think.
You know, there are special things about me, too. I've got red hair, and my mouth is kind of crooked.
God would recognize you anywhere.
Cool. The next time I pray, I'll know he's listening because he made me special.
Don't forget your elbow. It's totally strange.
Got it.
And your left eyebrow. What's up with that?
Can we talk about something else now?
Jesus wants to be our friend. He's interested in everything we do and longs to be included in our lives. He has placed in our hearts a desire to share our deepest secrets and brightest hopes with Him. This program was brought to you by the Children's Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists.
Sweeter gets the journey every day, serving Jesus with open the door, and see all the people.
Boys and girls, this is Ms. Kathy. I'm so happy you've joined me today for another story just for you. Chapter 4, SOS. I didn't know that much stuff could fit in there, Grandpa said as he watched the pile in Willie's lap growing higher. What are you looking for? Willie sighed. Oh, Grandpa, I was so sure Jesus had given me a good idea, but you don't have a flashlight. Willie's voice sounded almost like a wail. Sure, I have a flashlight. It's right here under the dash. With some effort, Grandpa reached under the dashboard and brought out the large green flashlight held there by a magnet. Now, what do you want this for? Grandpa asked. It's daylight out. But it won't be daylight tonight, Willie said, happily pushing the flash button on the flashlight. Did you forget, Grandpa? We know the Morse code. Grandpa slowly stroked his chin and said, Yes, I guess I did. You're right. Jesus did give you a good idea. I've been worrying about our headlights facing away from the road, and here you thought of the flashlight. Good thinking. I thought of using the horn to get someone's attention, but I tried it, and it doesn't work. Willie held up his hand. Listen, Grandpa, he said in a whisper. Hear that? Off in the distance, they could hear the sound of a motor. One thing for sure, Grandpa said, they won't be driving on that road above. That landslide must have made a huge mess of the road. During the afternoon, Willie and Grandpa talked quietly. Both were waiting for the sun to go down so they could send light signals. Two more times, they heard motors in the distance. Willie noticed one motor getting louder. He and Grandpa looked at each other as the sound became a roar. Grandpa's eyebrows went up. His eyes were wide open. Willie's heart beat a little faster. Through the trees, he could see a small plane coming toward them. His hands curled into fists. His muscles tightened. Please, Jesus, he prayed, make them see us. The plane came nearer. It passed directly over the car. Then he and Grandpa watched it disappear. Willie had to fight to keep from crying. Finally, Grandpa spoke up again. Say, did you see a big safety pin in that glove compartment? I sure could use one. Willie noticed that Grandpa still cradled his left arm. I don't remember, Willie said as he opened it up and began to pull the paper and maps out again. Here's one, he said, holding it out to Grandpa. What are you going to do with it? You'll have to do it for me, Grandpa said. Can you manage to pin the cuff of my sleeve to my shirt pocket? Pin it here where I'm holding it. It'll make sort of a sling. Then my arm won't hurt so much. Ah, that's much better. Dear Jesus, Willie prayed in his thoughts, we do need to be rescued. I'll send the signals when it gets dark. Won't you please send someone to see them? Willie picked up his water bottle and took a sip. Grandpa looked at him with concern. Willie, Grandpa said slowly, better take it easy on the water. It's all we've got. We might need some for tomorrow, if no one comes. If only I could climb down out of this car and out of the tree, Willie said. I could get us some water. It's not far. I can hear the river. Oh, Grandpa, if only I could walk. Well, boy, Grandpa said, your legs may not work, but your brain sure does, and with Jesus helping, there'll be no stopping you. Now, don't you worry. We just need to be careful with our food and water, just in case. About the time the first stars came out, Willie began to feel a sense of excitement. What message should I send? He asked himself. Oh, yeah, SOS. That's the distress signal. Let's see. Three dots, three dashes, three dots. Three short flashes, three long flashes, three short flashes. That won't be too hard. Well, it looks like it's dark enough now, don't you think? Grandpa said at last. Let's pray first. Okay, Willie said. I'll do it. Dear Jesus, we're going to do our part now. Will you please send someone to look this way and find us? Thank you for being here with us. Amen. Amen, Grandpa added. Then he reached awkwardly to the left side of the dashboard with his right hand and turned on the car lights. Only one light came on. It lighted up the tree trunk right in front of them, making eerie shadows in the branches. Willie held the flashlight out the window, pointing it up the hill behind them. His thumb on the flasher button, he sent, dit-dit-dit-da, dit-dit-dit-dit-dit-da, dit-dit-dit. He flashed the SOS about 20 times. Please, Jesus, he prayed silently, let someone see it. Please, Jesus. He strained his ears to hear sounds, any sounds that might mean rescue. Once he thought he heard a motor. After a brief rest for his thumb, he started sending the message again. Then he heard a car horn. It sounded far away, but it kept up. Suddenly, Willie grabbed for the pencil and paper in the glove compartment. "R.U.," he wrote. The horn stopped a moment. Willie stared at the paper. He soon realized he had heard only the last part of the message. When it began again, Willie was ready to copy all the sounds. His hand shook, and his breath came in short puffs as he heard, "Dit-da, dit-dit-dit-dit, da, dit-da, dit-dit-dit-da." And he copied, "W-H-O-R-U." The story you have heard today is a chapter of The Shoebox Kids, Book 8, The Rock Slide Rescue, written by Sandy Zaug, edited and created by Jerry D. Thomas, and used with permission from the Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you're interested in any other books published by the Seventh-day Adventist Church, please visit AdventistBookCenter.com or call 1-800-765-6955.
This podcast is a production of the Carolina Conference of the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Let the children come. Don't dare drive them away. In them the kingdom comes. Hear the holy, foolish things they say. The springtime of their life decides the adults they'll become. So let the children come, please let the children come.
Children's Bible Journey was brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio and is a production of Life Talk Radio at lifetalk.net.